Now, back to a couple of guys that think Dr. Doolittle was a quack. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
And we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we've been discussing this morning the whole concept of freshwater fish tanks. And we were just talking about all the beautiful plants you can put in there. And we've got with us as our guests in the studio, Shelby Stensrud, the fish room manager, and Greg Bush, the aquatic plants manager, both from Pruce Pets here in Old Town in Lansing. And Greg, why don't we continue with you? You were describing some of the different plants that you can have in the tank. Can you kind of explain what is it that people will see in terms of the differences in these plants and what kind of variations are there out there?
Right. Definitely, one thing I try to portray in each of the display tanks that we have at the store is kind of a different image for the tank to kind of follow. So we have one that was that's been really popular. That's a plant called hairgrass. It basically grows in like a lawn. It looks like a green sheet carpeting the bottom of the tank.
You don't have to mow it, do you?
Well, it does actually. You can trim it, but there's no aquatic mowing machines that I know of, so we use scissors. But you do. It actually mows just like a lawn. So
it's a great Caddyshack throwback.
Yeah. and what I try to create in that tank that people seem to love is actually it's kind of a Japanese garden. It uses big rocks to kind of create the central theme of it, and then a lot of open space above it for fish to swim in. And that's been a really popular tank as well.
No gophers in there.
I haven't found any aquatic gophers that would fit in that tank yet. And then another tank that I have actually right next to that one is a tank that has been really actually taken off recently. And it's kind of a more naturalistic tank. It kind of mimics an outdoor above water environment rather than an underwater environment. And it has a big piece of driftwood on in it that's really branchy and looks like I've got it set up to look like a tree. And then you actually have mosses that are growing on that tree, so it kind of creates a green foliage across the top of the tank. It took a little bit for that moss to grow in, but once it did, it created a beautiful tree-like tank that everyone's been trying to mimic now. It looks just like a piece of beach, actually, because it has white sand in it. So
just need a white picket fence.
Yeah, it needs a little bit of a fence in there that I haven't quite found the right size one for. But
And that's a technique that we use that everybody out there that's listening that has an aquarium that might want to use is sometimes people don't want to do a live planted aquarium because they have either a lot of fish or whatnot, or they just want to be able to keep that gravel real clean or maintain. You can put plants on wood, attach plants to wood, certain species of plants, and it'll create this most impressive presentation, and it won't be in the gravel at all. So you can pick it up, move it around from point A to point B and not disturb the plants, and the plants that engulf these woods make it just look just very organic and kind of garden-y like without much work or effort. So anybody can do that.
Yeah, it sounds a lot more attractive than the plastic plants that I used to have back in the day didn't look too attractive necessarily.
And to Shelby's credit, she can take anything that is plastic and turn that display into something that you wouldn't believe, like fantasy land. We want to finish our little canvas on natural aquariums.
Actually, I had a question because, Greg, one of the things you talked about was outdoors, and it leads me to ask the question. In past show, we've talked about ponds and water gardens, and can you transfer, if these plants are thriving in an indoor aquarium setting, can you transfer them to an outdoor pond or water garden setting? And same thing with the fish. Can you do that as well?
Definitely. Even if your plants aren't thriving indoors, actually outdoors, obviously with the sun and whatnot, can provide a great atmosphere for them or aquatic environment for them to really get a lot of growth. And by fall of next year, you could have tenfold the plant that you have right now. So that's moving plants outdoors into your water garden or Pretty soon here. Yeah, fish for that matter. But pretty soon here, we'll have plants that are specifically for water gardens, things that you can't do in a tank, such as marginal plants that kind of live between the edge of the water and the lawn around your ponds. So we really have kind of a good variation of both in the water plants and outside of the water plants that'll create that type of environment outdoors. And as, like you said, as well as fish, you can move a lot of different types of fish outdoors depending on the temperature of the pond. It might be later in the summer before you want to add those in, or there's more of the koi and goldfish type that most people see outdoors as well that... you do have to be a little bit more careful with koi and plants, but otherwise do great together.
Interesting. Now, we've talked about all of these different plants and settings that kind of make you think about larger tanks. But, Rick, when I got started, I had a 5-gallon tank. Mm-hmm. And it was not very big, but my angel and my silver dollars and my tiger barbs were very happy in there, and they thrive. What's going on in the world of small tanks? Because not all of us have room for a big tank.
We'll give you a little bit. I don't want to leave that those kind of animals are probably appropriate in a 5. But maybe back then, we all collectively tended to do things a little differently than we do now.
Yep.
There's been, as we mentioned, even yesterday or last week on the show with the Humane Society, and how we've all kind of, as a society, changed over the years and kind of created a different sense of consciousness.
Yep.
Now we tend to spend a lot more time thinking from the fish's perspective. You know, what size tank do they want to be in?
Right.
And what's really cool is that we've created this whole new genre, or I don't think genre is the right word, but this whole new passionate group of hobbyists that rally around small world success of fish keeping, like microfish and such. And between Shelby and Greg, I think they can kind of highlight what that's all about, because it's not just what's inside the tank. It's actually even the tanks themselves have become the statement for an office, for a living room, for a kitchenette, for any small or large space. We have an aquarium that'll fit into there. So Shelby, Greg, talk a little bit about this whole new generation of microfish and micro tanks with respect to successful worlds for the little guys.
Right, and I think the first micro tank was actually the betta bowl. The bowls with the little Siamese fighting fish in them kind of started the whole thing. And it's moved from there into, especially with discoveries of new fish, kind of the micro fish area like you were talking about, where there's plenty of fish out there now. I think at least 4 or 5 species that we have at the store right now that are brilliantly colored. We have a bright blue fish, a bright green, bright red with blue and green coloration on it, actually, that all get less than 1/2 inch at max size. So they're fish that do great in small groups or even larger groups in small tanks, like 5 and 10 gallon tanks. And then, some of those do well with the bettas, and some of them do better on their own because of their small size.
And Shelby, why don't you talk a little bit about the whole, you know, edge aquariums, the Ebbies, the Floras, that whole imagery. People don't understand out there what's available that can be in their living room. Give some idea of how fantastic these new tanks are and why they're fantastic. What is it that would appeal to the sense of somebody that's worried about what goes in their living room? Why is this a nicer tank than anything they've seen before?
Well, really, there's some brand tanks out there that really have come up to a modern standard. My dad, being an art professor, is one of those guys, and he owns several of those micro tanks. Really, they're a piece of art in your home or on your desk or something that, you know, it's a little kind of a getaway you can have anywhere that, you know, takes up less than an 8-inch space in your home.
There's this one tank that's all glass, and it has, instead of rim or anything, it's just a glass square box that comes straight up. It's very attractive. And then it's somehow, they figured out how to make it look like the filter and light is this planter box setting down in the middle of it. And it actually has the light inside. You can't see it, but it illuminates the fish below. And then it actually has a waterfall coming on the outside of the little box. And it makes this, they call it the chi. And it's really cool. I've never seen anything like it in 20-some years. This all of a sudden from left field, now we've got the Edge. And the Edge is this tank that it's only like 6 gallons, but it looks like a glass box filled with water. There's no top to it. It's just a full glass of water. I mean, you see the it fills up completely, and you're like, how can that happen? You can't do that. And it just happens to do a little trickery so that it hides the filter and the opening stash on top. But when you look at it, they've done it in such a way that you can't believe I've got this water box in there. It's almost like something from a TV commercial that they've like pulled it out of the wall, and there's this just block of water. And it's just, and they're making bigger ones coming out and all kinds of neat stuff.
Fantastic. And we didn't even get into the theme decor and all the other stuff.
Yeah, you could have Dory, you could have a SpongeBob. SpongeBob's been the big one. Right. You know,
the problem,
what else?
Dora. Well, Rick, the problem is we have the same problem we always do. We've run out of time again this week. But on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my partner in the studio, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen saying to all of you, I hope you have a great week and a great weekend. And in the meantime, please take great care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Be sure to include a picture of your pet or any animal pictures, and we'll upload them onto our Facebook pages. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, or friend us on Facebook at Mid-Michigan Pets. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. Lay right down in my favorite place.